Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and hotep, and welcome to Word for the Point Gold Cup Network, Blog Talk Radio and Podcast. My name is Kwame Benta, and today I am going to be your host on this May the 15th, 2020. I'm broadcasting live from here in Richmond, Virginia, also known as Capital of the Confederacy, on a beautiful sunny day. The temperature is about to crank up. The summertime is about to hit us. We're talking about 80s and above this point forward for a little while. But I'm looking forward to the summer because I cannot stand cold weather. But anyway, today's topic is, how are you preparing for the new economy? Now, we do have the solution to everybody's economic challenge. Before this pandemic, during this pandemic, and after this pandemic passes us. Right now, we're in a total economic meltdown, okay, because of this thing called COVID-19 that has spread throughout the planet, shutting down businesses, people losing their jobs. In the last 5 weeks, the United States economy, over 35 million people have filed for unemployment. They're about to try to pass another stimulus package with another $1,200 given to a select group of citizens here in the United States. But they're saying that the Republican Senate will not pass this bill. And if they don't pass this bill, they're going to accelerate the downfall of this economy. Because that's basically what is happening. The economy has basically only two legs left out of three. That's right, two legs left out of three. Because with so many people not working right now, that's less into the city and state government, which means there's going to be more layoffs. And the first stimulus, one of the requirements for getting a loan for your small business was to keep your employees until September the 31st. After that, we're going to have more massive layoffs. But right now, we're still having the massive layoffs. And another thing, probably more than half of those people who lost their jobs, they lost their health insurance also. Because health isn't, unfortunately, it's not a human right in this country. The only developed country on the planet that does not guarantee health care for their citizens, the United States of America. So how are you preparing for the new economy? We're going to have food shortages, okay? This thing called AI is going to lay off even more people, skilled workers and non-skilled workers. So I want you to ask yourself this question. How are you preparing for the new economy? You see, some of the experts are saying that we're going to have a currency reset. If we have a currency reset, the dollar will get less valuable than it is already, even though it's already lost 98% of its buying power since it was created in 1913 by the Federal Reserve, which is not the federal government. It's going to get even weaker now because they have printed over $3 trillion, not printed, but they have created out of thin air over $3 trillion. And the more of this fiat currency that they create, the less valuable it becomes. And for those who do not know what a fiat currency is, that is a government currency that's not backed by anything of intrinsic value. The dollar used to be backed by gold until 1971. But that's gone now. And so since then, the dollar has really lost a whole lot of value compared to gold. You see, in 1971, an ounce of gold was $35. $35 gets you a whole ounce of gold. Today, it's going to cost you $1,700 to get that same ounce of gold. So while gold has gone up in value, the dollar has lost its value. And it's going to continue that way until the dollar will be worthless. So how are you preparing for the new economy? Okay, we want you to be prepared because we care about you. Okay, we're in the business of helping others. That's our business model, helping others. And we have the solution. And the solution is as old as the planet, and that's gold. 999.9, 24 karat gold. You said, what do I mean? Yeah, well, I mean, you should be acquiring as much gold as you can, as often as you can, and saving it, putting it aside for your family's financial future. You see, gold is a safe store of wealth and value. It is real money. It's been accepted for thousands of years as real money all over the planet and just about every culture that we know of. Gold cannot be made by man. So the more scarce it becomes, the more valuable it becomes. And the more uses they find for it, the more valuable it becomes. Now, you have an opportunity that we would like to share with you to open up yourself a free gold savings account, because most people don't know that they can open up a free gold savings account through a company called Karat Bars International. We've been around since 2011. We operate in over 145 countries right now, with over a million members involved in Karat Bars, saving gold, and also some of us are actually building a global gold saving business. That's right. Not only do you have the opportunity to save in gold to protect your firepower and your labor, but you also have the opportunity to earn a residual income from the comfort of your home/phone. Because if you have a smartphone and internet connection, you can build this business from anywhere because of technology. You see, this is not one of those things like a lot of people think it is. This is not a multi-level marketing company like a lot of people think it is. This is a legitimate business who partnered with FedEx to deliver our gold, who partnered with MasterCard to pay us our commissions every Friday and every first of the month. Our commissions is deposited on our MasterCard, not for selling anything, but for helping people save, to help people want to keep what they have in a safe store of value and wealth. Because that paper is just paper that's made out of cotton. So what we actually are doing here in 2020 is what I call alchemy. We're taking nothing, a piece of paper, they put on a printing press, or digitally created out of thin air, and we turn it into God's money gold, this fall transacted fully weights. Well, some people ask, well, how much does it cost? Does it cost you anything to save gold? You're only doing is exchanging paper for gold. Gold is real money. And once you realize that, you'll never be poor again. That gold is real money and paper is just paper. So we're taking paper and turn it into gold. The company will store your gold in your account, just like a regular bank is not giving you anything. Actually, they're robbing you because of this thing called inflation. If you're trying to save paper, yeah, the bank is robbing you because of this thing called inflation. What is inflation? Well, you know, when you go to the store and you see that something costs more this year than it did last year, and it seems that the prices are going up. Well, the prices aren't really going up. Is that the dollar is getting weaker. So it's taking more dollars to buy the same thing today than it took 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Let me give you an example. In 1971, before Richard Nixon temporarily suspended the convertibility of the dollar to gold 49 years ago, you can actually take the piece of paper to a bank and they would have to give you gold for it. And a gram of gold at that could get you about 5 loaves of bread. And $1 could get you 4 loaves of bread in 1971. Well, fast forward to 2020. That same gram of gold in 1971 today can get you about 25 loaves of bread if you turn it into paper, if you want to. And that dollar in 1971, today, it can't get you a loaf of bread that you want to eat. That's right. So our gold has gone up in value. The dollar has lost its value. So once again, if you're saving paper currency, U.S. dollars, or any other paper currency, because the U.S. dollar is the world's reserve currency, so all the currencies on the planet is attached to it, so you're losing. Everybody that's saving paper losing. The wealthy don't save paper. Only the middle class, who don't know, because their parents didn't teach them that gold was money. But J.P. Morgan said in 1912, when he testified in front of Congress before the Federal Reserve was created, gold is money and everything else is credit. You know another word for credit? Debt. Yeah, debt. Credit is just another form of debt. So in other words, the better your credit is, the more you can go into debt. And debt, my friend, is another form of slavery. So we want to offer you an opportunity to get free. Current system of debt, slave wages, and overtaxation. So that you can do things that's more important in life than going to work, paying bills, and till you die. We want you to enjoy and have a life of abundance. And gold gives you the power to get free. Once you get this one simple thing, that gold is real money, and learn to start practicing the number one wealth principle / rule, pay yourself first. A portion of everything that you earn should be yours to keep. At least 10% of what you earn each and every week or month or whatever should be yours to keep forever beyond your lifetime. That's right. We need to start thinking about creating generational wealth for our children's children so they won't be struggling like a lot of us have all our lives, living paycheck to paycheck, robbing Peter to pay Paul. CareBars International is the greatest opportunity that I've ever seen in my whole entire life. When I saw this, it just made sense. You mean I can actually take this paper and exchange it for gold in small increments, as little as a tenth of a gram at a time? You mean I can save as little as $7 at a time? Yeah, $7 a time. And the account is completely free. There's no monthly fee, no joining fee, no annual fee. Yep, that's right. So what's holding you up? I'm going to tell you what's holding you up. The program. You have had over 20,000 hours of programming by a public school system that has trained you to become a good, obedient worker. Yeah, the school system was designed for the industrial age. Them days are gone. The days when you can work 40 years on a job and retire, well, my people didn't get the opportunity. Most of us didn't either because of this thing called segregation. But anyway, those days are gone. The average lifespan on the job these days now is only 4.5 years. And a lot of jobs don't even want to give you full time because they don't want to pay you any benefits. We're in a new economy, not just because of COVID-19, because this is going to happen anyway. The evolution of capitalism is here. Artificial intelligence, AI, is going to eliminate a lot of jobs, skilled and unskilled. How are you preparing for the new economy? But don't just think about your finance. Think about your health also, because that's your most important wealth. There's going to be food scarcities. So if you can, grow you some food inside your home or in your yard, if you have a yard. But start growing some food. Learn how to feed your family and exercise as often as you can, because your health is your most valuable commodity, your most valuable asset. Okay? So how are you preparing for the new economy? Ask yourself that question. There's a link here that you can click to learn more and register for your free gold savings account, or you get back with the person that shared this with you, and they will get all your answers, your questions answered as soon as possible. So I want to thank you. I want you to have a safe, productive weekend. We'll be back here again Monday at 8:30 a.m. with some more information about how to help you get through this greatest wealth transfer in history and come out on top on the other side. Peace.